各位弟兄姊妹，大家晚安。
Brothers and sisters, good evening.
我们预备心，一起默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，开始晚上聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, commence this evening service.
唱诗318首。
Please sing hymn 318.
各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace of the Lord with you.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
Thank the guidance of the Lord.
让我们相聚在这里敬拜神。
So we can all gather here to worship Him.
晚上根据马太福音来谈一心跟从主。
This evening I'm going to share with you based on the book of Matthew, follow the Lord with all your heart.
我们请看马太福音第八章第一节。
Let's refer to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 8, verse 1.
我们从马太福音八章一节先看到第三节。
We read from verse 1-3.
第一节，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他，有一个长大麻风的来拜他说。主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣伸手摸他说：“
Sorry.
我肯，你洁净了吧。”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。这一段让我们想到两件事。
In this passage, it reminds us two things, two important points.
一个走投无路的人。
A person who was helpless and hopeless.
如果他的求生意志是强的。
If has a very strong will to survive,
就像这个长大麻风一样
and he would like this leper.
长大麻风在耶稣的那个年代
during the time of Jesus, the leprosy,
虽然不算什么绝症
it's not considered as a terminal disease,
但是也是很难医治的一种病
still is hard to be cured.
这种人相当的辛苦。
And this kind of patients suffer very much indeed.
他要离开家庭。
He has to be isolated from his own family.
被赶出城外。
He will be cast out of the city.
直接讲就是要离开人群。
In other words, he will be isolated and separated from the community.
人生病已经很可怜了。
To a young person, it has been really very pitiful.
还要孤单的生活
，and yet he has to live alone，
而且自己要想办法
，and he has to find out his own way to survive，
自生自灭
，and nobody even know when he's going to die，
情何以堪
，and it's very so it's very miserable，
对长大麻风的人来讲
，so to a leper patient，
是很可怜的
，it's very pitiful，
他也没有什么办法。
And he has no way.
因为有办法的话，早就已经想到了。
If there is a treatment, then it will pop up in his mind.
也可以得到医治的。
And he will be cured.
这种人在城外生活。
And this kind of patients had to live outside of the city.
如果不小心看到有人走过来的时候
，So if he met someone,
还要大声的喊叫。
And he has to cry out loudly.
不洁净啊，不洁净。
Unclean, unclean.
跟对方告知。
And he has to announce to the other party.
我有病，你不要靠过来。
And I'm sick. Please don't draw near me.
如果是我们，我们怎么生活呢？
What happened if this happened on us?How are we going to survive?
所以这一段告诉我们两件事。
So this passage tells two important points.
第一个，当人走投无路的时候
，When a person was indeed hopeless,
他不是去找死，就是求生。
Either he's going to suicide or he's to look for a way.
因为有人没有办法。
To someone, he was indeed hopeless.And helpless.
只要用石去了断自己。
And he had to kill himself.
因为没有办法了。
Because you know he was actually in a dead end street.
可是求生意志强的人
，But to a person if has a very strong will to survive，
他会想办法。
Then he will try to find out some ways. Some
只要能够活下，可以存活下来。
As long as he could survive，
什么办法都没有关系。
It doesn't matter what the solution is。
所以这种人哦，你告诉他什么，他就听什么。
So to this kind of person, he will listen to your advice。
你跟他讲说哦，吃蟑螂你的病会好了。
If you told him to eat a cricket, he will also try to do so。
他还会吃啊。
And he will also eat。
因为这个时候。
Because at this time，
求生意志已经超过他的理智了。
He is such a strong will to survive even beyond his understanding。
今天你我平安顺利。
We are all live in peace and ease。
人家告诉我们说吃蟑螂会医病。
If you someone tell you that if you take if eat if cricket is a medicine，
我们会相信吗
？Will you believe？
我们会尝试吗
？Will you even try？
那是不可能的事。
That's impossible。
所以人在走投无路的时候
，So when a person was actually helpless，
很容易听信别人的建议。
He will just simply listen to other people's advices。
而且那个建议是超过他的那个理智。
And you know, even how ridiculous the suggestion is，
这个人就是在这种情况之下来找耶稣。
So this leper was in such a condition, in this kind of condition, looking for Jesus。
所以今天我们的周遭、我们的朋友、我们的亲戚
，So among friends or relatives，
有多少人是走投无路的呢
？And how many of them are like this leper? They are hopeless。
他们需要安慰
，And they need to be comforted。
他们需要帮助
，They need help。
可是人又没有办法。
But man is so limited, I couldn't offer him any.
包括我们本身也无能为力帮助他。
Including ourselves, we are not be able to help.
唯一办法就是来找耶稣嘛。
The only solution is to come to look for Jesus.
就像这个长大麻风的人一样。
Just like this leper.
走投无路。
And he was in a dead end street.
就试试看嘛。
Let's just give a try.
所以他得到医治了。
And later on, he was healed.
而且是瞬间得到医治。
He was healed instantly.
不用住院，也不用吃药。
He has to be, he doesn't have to be, hospitalized or taking any medicine.
只因为主耶稣的全能。
It was because the power of Jesus Christ.
这个就是信仰啊。
And this is so-called faith.
第二件事。
The second important point.
我们在座的很多人都是因为走投无路的来找耶稣。
Many of us come to see Jesus, perhaps we were also at one time hopeless.
所以这件事情告诉我们要学会感恩啊。
So this incident told us that we have to be grateful.
人是容易忘记的。
Man tends easy to forget.
所以我们不要忘记主耶稣给我们的恩典。
Sometimes we just neglect and forget the blessings we receive from him.
要不断的数算。
That what we always have to count all the blessings we receive from him.
存记在心。
And we should also always remember all the blessings we receive.
在生活上把它表现出来。
And we are able to pay back in our daily life.
我们是一个感恩的人。
And we are indeed gracious.
我们看第二段。
Let's read the second passage.
马太福音第八章，我们从第六节看。
Matthew chapter 8, 第六节哈 ，from verse 6 onwards.
从第六节一直看到第九节。
From verse 6 through verse 9.
主啊，我的仆人害得瘫痪病躺在家里甚是疼苦，耶稣说我去医治他。第八节
Eight.
百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我的舍下，我不敢当，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去他就去，对那个说来他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事他就去做。百夫长的爱心我们看得到。
We can see indeed this centurion shows his loving care.
仆人对当代的人来说
a servant during Jesus' time
没有人权
has no human rights.
他跟东西是一样的
It is just like a commodity.
所以可以做买卖用
and can be in transaction.
虽然是这个样子，这个百夫长还是特别的爱他。
But the centurion still loved his servant.
所以他在生病当中。
Even when he was ill.
这个百夫长想尽办法要帮助他。
The centurion tries various way to heal him. To help him.
最后一个办法就是找耶稣。
So the final solution was looking for Jesus.
当耶稣答应要来医治他的时候。
When Jesus agreed to heal him.
这个百夫长忽然有180度的转变。
We notice that a significant change of this centurion's mind.
他说主耶稣你不用来了。
And he said you don't have to come.
这个人很奇怪哦。
This is such a wonderful person.
一下子说主耶稣你要来我家。
In the very beginning, he asked Jesus to come to his house.
因为我的仆人生病，你要来医治他。
Because my is ill.
一下子就说你不用来了。
Then he said you don't have to come.
如果你是耶稣，你要不要来？
What happened if you were Jesus? Are you going to go?
到底要不要来
？So, are you going to his house or not?
关键就在这里哈。
And here's the key point.
为什么百夫长忽然想到不用来了
？So why the centurion suddenly changes mind and asks Jesus, don't have to come?
因为他在这个短的时间当中，他有一个领悟了哈。
Because during this short period of time, he has an understanding.
他忽然想到。
And he suddenly realized that.
耶稣不是普通的老师，不是普通的人。
Jesus is not a common rabbi.
他怎么认定的呢
？And how can he determine that?
他是有依据的。
Because he has some evidence to prove.
他是有线索的。
Because he has clue.
主耶稣在当代，人家都称他老师。
During the time of Jesus, people call him rabbi or the master.
在教导人怎么行善嘛。
He was teaching people how to do good deeds.
如果他只是单单是一个老师。
If Jesus was only a master or a teacher.
他不是医生。
And he's not a doctor.
不是医生可以医治人病。
If he was not a doctor, then he would not be able to heal.
这个要好好的想一想哦。
We have to think over.
今天如果是一个普通的老师，然后你生病了，他说来医治你的病。
So if a teacher tell you that I want to come to heal your household members,
你相信吗
？Will you believe?
当然不相信、啊。
Of course you won't believe.
医生是医生，老师是老师嘛。
The doctor is a physician and the teacher just gives instruction.
可是主耶稣敢胆去医治人的病。
But Jesus Christ has the courage to come to heal.
他又不是医生。
And yet he was not a professional physician.
那很容易判断嘛。
So it's very easy to make the judgment.
他如果不是神，就是骗子。
And if he's no God, then he was a liar.
那当然他百夫长的认定是神嘛。
So the centurion immediately identified Jesus as God.
那既然是神
，says he is God.
那我算什么？
And who am I then?
我虽然是百夫长，管100个人的官员。
And I am a centurion, to rule over more than 100 soldiers.
他是政府官员呢。
And he is a government officer.
虽然是小小的百夫长。
Even he just has a centurion.
多少还管
a small position.
多少还管100个人呢。
Yet, he ruled over more than 100 soldiers.
但是还在社会上还是有个地位嘛。
He has some status in the society.
本来想说主耶稣来我家是给你面子的。
In the beginning, he asked Jesus to come to his house.
我们不能随便到人家里去嘞。
We don't anyhow work in other people's house.
何况是百夫长。
Especially he's a government officer like the centurion.
只因为要医治我仆人的病，所以让你来我家嘞。
I just want you to come to my house to heal my servant, so I invite you to come to my door.
可是现在百夫长的观念不一样了。
But now the centurion changed his attitude.
因为他的观念，主耶稣是神了。
Now he recognizes Jesus is God.
那我百夫长是什么
？And who am I then?
太卑微了。
And I'm such a peon.
所以神啊，那主耶稣啊，你不用来我家了。
So the Lord, you don't have to come to my house.
因为我不配。
And I'm unworthy.
这里说我不敢当，就是我不配嘛。
And I'm unworthy.
因为你是神，我是人呐。
And you are God, I'm just a man.
第二
，Secondly，
因为你是人，你是神。
Since you are God,
所以不受时间空间的限制。
You are not limited by the time and space.
因为你是全能的神嘛。
Since he is, you are the Almighty God.
不用像医生一样啊。
You don't have to act like a physician.
还要先来诊断。
And you don't have to come to make the diagnosis first.
然后要看要用什么药。
Then you decide what kind of treatment.
是不是要打针？
Do you have to give an injection?
那是医生啊。
And this is the act of a physician.
可是耶稣是神啊。
Jesus is God.
啊，所以不用这种方式。
He doesn't have to go through all the steps.
讲一句话就好了。
So he just say one word.
神的话是有权柄的。
Because the word of God is powerful.
所以他的信心就是到这种程度。
So this centurion has such a great faith.
主耶稣很欣赏他这种信心呢。
And Jesus admired this kind of faith.
哦、那为什么白夫长会有这种领悟呢
？Why this centurion has such an understanding？
哦，这个就是他的判断。
This is his judgment。
再来就是他的生活经验。
And also based on his personal life experiences。
我小小的白夫长。
I'm such a small centurion。
这一百个人在我面前要全部听我的话。
And all these 100 soldiers will listen to my commands。
哪一个违命，哪一个倒霉？
Anyone disobey my order, and they will be he will be in trouble.
何况天上的神。
Then how about God in heaven?
他有什么不能做的呢
？And he can do everything.
哦，所以他很大胆的说。
So he boldly said,
我的仆人需要得到医治。
My servant needs to be healed.
但是主耶稣，你不用来我家。
But the Lord, you don't have to come to my house.
因为我不配。
And I'm unworthy.
因为你有这种能力。
Because you have the power.
主耶稣说我在以色列当中我没有遇到这种人呢。
And Jesus said that I never see such a person, I never see a person with such a great faith, not even in Israel.
所以主耶稣向现场的百姓说了。
So Jesus told, those people at the site.
将来有很许多的人从东从西来到神的国度。
Many will come from east and west.
但是我在以色列当中
But, in Israel,
发现如果没有这种信心的人
and if without this kind of faith,
会被赶到外面的黑暗里去
and, we will be cast out into outer darkness.
所以这件事情让我们思考
so these incidents give us a chance to meditate.
我们今天信耶稣。
As Christian believers.
刚开始得到恩典很高兴。
And in the very beginning when we received blessings and graces, we were very joyous.
后来我们又遇到很多困难。
And when time passes by and we encounter difficulties.
那我们怎么解决怎么面对呢
And how are we going to face all these problems?
所以应该在生活当中。
Therefore, in our daily life.
去领悟神的话。
We shall try to understand and sense to the word of God.
去看到主耶稣的全能。
And we should be able to see, to visualize the power of Jesus. Again, in our daily life.
这就是我们的信仰啊。
This is so-called faith.
第三件事情。
The third important point.
我们去看马太福音第八章。
Let's back to Matthew chapter 8.
16节到17节。
Verse 16 to 17.
16节。
Verse 16.
到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣面跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。这里强调一句话。
Here, there's one important statement.
应验先知的话。
It might be fulfilled.Which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet,
主耶稣医病赶鬼。
Jesus Christ cast out demons and healed the sick people.
他说我是要印证在主耶稣七百多年前先知说的话。
And he is going to fulfill the prophecies made by Isaiah 700 years ago.
这位先知以赛亚。
So this prophet Isaiah.
距耶稣这个年代差不多有720年
and he lived about 700
也就是先知在主耶稣之前的720年讲了这一句话
so prophet Isaiah prophesied this statement 700 years before the birth of Jesus.
说他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
虽然这句话是很久很早以前就讲了。
So this statement was prophesied long time ago.
经过七百多年还是有用的。
And seven centuries later, it is still powerful.
因为这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
透过先知讲出来的。
And it was prophesied through the prophet.
先知就是神的发言人，神的代言人。
A prophet speaks on behalf of God.
神的话永远有用。
And the word of God is always powerful.
所以这里告诉我们。
So this statement tells us that.
一个基督徒。
A Christian.
要抓住神的应许。
He has to grasp on the promise of God firmly.
就是领受神的话。
In other words, a Christian should always receive the words of God.
领受就是相信啊。
Which means that he has to believe in the words of God.
相信的人会去遵守啊。
And those who believe in the words of God will obey and observe the teachings of God.
遵守的同时会有体验啊。
Then he will have experiences.
体验的同时能够证明这个信仰是对的啊。
Then he will be able to prove the faith is true.
但是要一个很基础的东西。
But that is one of.One thing which is fundamental,
就是神的话
which is the word of God.
我们看第四件事。
Let's read the fourth important point.
马太福音第八章十八节一直看到二十二节。
Chapter 8 from verse 18 through 22.
十八节。
Verse 18.
耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐渡到那边去。十九节。
19.
有一个文士来对他说：“夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”二十节。
20.
耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”二十一节。
21.
又有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先去埋葬我的父亲。”二十二节。
22.
耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。”啊，这里有两个人跟从耶稣。
There were two men following Jesus.
一个是主动，一个是被动。
One thing is more passive, the other one is more. One is active, the other one is more passive.
这个主动的人是文士。
And the person who is proactive, is a scribe.
文士在犹太人的社会当中。
So a scribe, in the community of Jews,
是被尊重的。
Was highly respected.
因为他是专门在讲解圣经的。
Because he interprets the scripture.
所以他对圣经很熟。
So he was very familiar with the Holy Bible.
可是他为什么要来跟从耶稣呢？
And why did he want to follow Jesus?
因为他发现耶稣这个老师跟其他的老师不一样。
So he found Jesus as a teacher was very unique from the others.
不只是他文士这样认定，所有听过主耶稣讲道的人通通这样认定。
And all the others who listened to the sermon of Jesus recognized him as not a common teacher.
所以马太福音第五章一直到第七章。
Therefore, from Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7,
我们通称登山宝训。
And we call that the sermon on the mount.
就在马太福音的七章二十八节到二十九节。
In Matthew chapter 7, from verse 27 to 29,
说主耶稣在山上讲了一些道理之后，
and after Jesus Christ preached on the mountain,
现场的百姓，
and those who were at the site,
都很稀奇他的教训，
they were astonished at his teaching,
因为他的教训有权柄，
for he taught them as one having authority,
因为他的教训不像他们的文士。
And not as the scribes.
难道文士讲的道理是八股吗？
Does mean the scribes are telling just something tradition?
难道文士讲的不生动吗？
Does the teaching of the scribes are not very boring?
我们没有听过，我们不知道。
Of course, we never listen to the sermon given by scribes.
但是从现场的百姓那一种反应。
But we can, but we notice from the reaction of those people who were at the site listening to Jesus Christ's sermons.
主耶稣讲的道理跟文士讲的道理 是让人不同的感受。
So people have different feeling to the sermon made by Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣讲的道理是有权柄的。
As we just read, because the sermon of Jesus Christ has power, has authority.
让人的心灵可以得到满足的。
So his sermon can satisfy the others. So the listeners.
八章第一节的就是这么写的。
And therefore, in chapter 8, verse 1, as we just read,
耶稣下山，有许多人跟从他。
When he came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him.
奇怪，这些人不用上班啊。
It's so amazing. Didn't these people have to work?
在山上听讲道也就算了。
And since they listened to the sermon on the mountain,
下山你还跟从耶稣。
And yet they continue to follow Jesus, coming down from the mountain.
耶稣的话太能够满足人的心灵了。
Because the word of Jesus are so powerful, which can satisfy the others.
第一次体验。
And they never experienced this before.
很新鲜。
And so new.
所以虽然讲完了。
And even after Jesus had preached to them,
还是默默地跟从耶稣。
And they still follow Jesus quietly.
所以他们发现文士讲的道理跟主耶稣讲的道理是不一样的。
And they found the sermon of Jesus was so different from the scribes.
所以八章十八节这个文士。
Therefore, this scribe in chapter 8 verse 18.
主动来找耶稣。
And he came to see Jesus.
说我要跟从你。
I will follow you.
我要向你学习啊。
I want to learn from you.
主耶稣说等一下。
Jesus say wait.
不要那么冲动哦。
Don't be so anxious.
你是个文士。
You are a scribe.
如假包换的文士。
You are a genuine scribe.
你大可不必这样啊。
You don't have to do so.
因为你要来跟从我要一个心理准备啊。
You have to prepare yourself mentally.
因为狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝。
Because foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests.
我主耶稣是四处流浪的人啊。
But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
走到哪里传到哪里。
And I just go wherever I go and I preach.
在那里睡觉，在那里吃饭。
And I sleep there and dine there.
这是我的生活方式哦。
This is my lifestyle.
你文士不必这种生活方式哦。
And you as a scribe, you don't have to live in such kind of life.
所以如果你没有下定决心不要来。
If you haven't made a very strong determination, don't follow me.
要想清楚再来。
You have to think twice.
圣经是没有说这个文士到底有没有来的。
Of course, the Bible didn't say that whether the scribe did follow Jesus.
有没有来不重要了。
That's unimportant.
重要的是要告诉我们。
And what most important was to tell us that.
我们今天跟从耶稣。
And as a follower of Jesus.
是因为听到好的道理吗？
It's because we have listened to some beautiful sermons.
还是得到恩典呢？
Or we have received blessings.
还是有其他目的呢？
Or we have some other purposes.
重点是要有决心啊。
The most important point is we have to make determination.
要付出代价。
We have to pay a high price.
要有心理准备。
And we have to prepare our mind.
不是想到就来了。
And we don't just come for no reasons.
有这种人不长久。
And this kind of person will not last.
昙花一现就没有了。
And just so short and temporary.
主耶稣希望跟从他的人。
So Jesus wants those who follow him.
要有依据。
And must have reasons, a good reason.
你为什么要来跟从我？
Why do you want to follow me?
所以你要有决心。
So you have to make a strong determination.
不要半途而废啊。
And do not just fall through halfway.
第二个人。
And the second person.
是主耶稣跟他说的。
And Jesus told him.
你来跟从我。
Follow me.
这个人说好，等一下。
He said, wait.
我爸爸过世，我先去办丧礼啊。
My father just passed away, so I went to hold a funeral.
结果主耶稣跟他讲。
So Jesus told him,
任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
And let the dead bury their own dead.
你来跟从我。
Follow me.
奇怪啊，主耶稣这个人怎么那么没有人情啊？
Why Jesus Christ say something unkind?
你说亲戚朋友过世也就算了。
If it's just some of my friends or relatives pass away.
父亲过世呢。
And he was my father.
难道不要回去办理后事吗？
Should I go back to prepare the funeral for him?
主耶稣常常在处理事情是让我们 想不透的。
A lot of times Jesus handled things very different from us.
其实主耶稣是要利用事件，这个事件，这个事情来阐明他的真理啊。
So Jesus always try to use a case or the incidents to elaborate the truth.
就像主耶稣有一次，他的妈妈跟弟弟来看他的时候。
Just like one time when his mother and his younger brother came to visit him.
人家说啊，你妈妈，你跟弟弟来啦。
Someone told Jesus Christ that your mother and your brother were outside.
结果主耶稣指着他的门徒说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄呢？
And Jesus pointed at the disciple, who are my brothers, who are my mothers?
哎，奇怪，主耶稣的答复怎么那么奇怪？
And why Jesus give such a strange answer?
不是，他也是要借这个现象来诉说他的真理。
Actually, he want to use this case to interpret to elaborate his teachings.
谁是我的亲属
？And who are my relatives?
谁是属耶稣的
？Who are those belonging to Jesus?
就是遵行天父旨意的人。
And those who follow the wills of Jesus are my relatives.
遵守我的话的人呐、啊。
Those who obey and observe my words.Are my brothers and sisters.
这种人才真正属耶稣嘛。
And these kind of people will actually belong to Jesus.
血统不是很重要啊。
And the bloodline is unimportant.
那主耶稣也告诉这个人。
Jesus Christ also told this guy.
啊、哦，不是叫他不用回去的。
Jesus Christ didn't mean that he didn't have to go back to prepare the funeral.
是借这个事件来阐明。
It's through this incident Jesus Christ tried to elaborate.
一个跟从耶稣的人。
A person who follows Jesus.
要专心。
And he has to concentrate.
哦。
With one mind.
你我都有家里的事嘛。
We all have.Family things to take care.
你我都有自己的事嘛。
We have our own businesses to take care.
有时候会跟我们的信仰上会有一些冲突啊。
So sometimes we may encounter conflicts with our faith.
或许是时间上的冲突。
Maybe there's a time conflict.
或许是道理上的冲突。
Maybe there's a conflict with the truth with the truth.
要紧的是专心啊。
But the most important point is we have to focus on.And concentrate in.
所以主耶稣强调要专心跟从他。
So that's why Jesus want to emphasize that you have to follow Jesus with one heart, wholeheartedly.
但是不等于说我们不用办我们的事哦。
It doesn't mean that we can ignore all our personal business.
这是心态，这是态度问题。
This is the attitude.
啊，我们看第五件事。
Let's read the fifth incident.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
我们看第二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
一直看到二十七节。
Through 27.
门徒来叫醒了他，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”二十六节。
26.
耶稣说：“你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。二十七节。
27.
众人稀奇说：“这是怎样的人？连风和海也听从他了。”哎，这些门徒遇到危险。
In this incident, all the disciples encounters are in danger.
请主耶稣来帮助。
They ask Jesus to save them.
结果主耶稣很不高兴的骂他们。
And yet Jesus Christ rebuked them.
哎，这也是很奇怪哦。
This is so strange.
跟从耶稣。
And they follow Jesus.
遇到困难。
When they encounter difficulties,
请耶稣帮忙。
And they ask Jesus Christ to help them.
耶稣骂我。
And yet Jesus Christ rebuked them.
耶稣怎么这种反应呢？
Why Jesus made such kind of reaction?
耶稣要借这件事情告诉他们。
Again, through this incident, Jesus Christ tried to teach them.
人遇到危险的时候。
When a person encounter dangers.
最重要的是稳定自己的心啊。
He has to calm down first.
但是人常常被这种外在的现象影响很大。
Most of the time people are negatively impact.
啊，哪里战争啊
？When there was a war.
啊，经济不景气了。
Oh, there's a bad economics.
啊，这里发生什么事了
？And something's happened.
第一个反应说怎么办
？And the first reaction is what should we do?
接下来怎么办
？What should I do next?
哦，因为看到这种外在的现象。
When you see the change of your surrounding area,
心就害怕起来。
And he was so frightened.
心一害怕。
When a person is afraid,
请问还能够,
was frightful,
还有心去处理吗?
And does it have any desire to resolve a problem?
心一害怕,
when a person is frightened,
危险就没有了吗?
And will all the dangers be away?
所以神, 主耶稣要告诉我们这些跟从他的人,
so Jesus Christ has to tell those who follow him,
看到外在的风浪, 不要怕,
when you see you have to keep calm.
因为不只是只有耶稣跟我们同在,
not only Jesus is with us,
更重要的是,
but also we have to calm down.
一个有信仰的人,
a person who believes in Jesus,
就是平静安稳嘛,
he will feel peace and calm.
先知也说得力在乎平静安稳,
prophets often say that if we want to gain power, we must have a peaceful mind.
人活在这个世界上,
a person lives on this earth,
没有一个是常常是平安的啦,
most of the time we encounter problems and difficulties.
十件有八九是不如意的啊,
and even 9 out of 10 cases are in adversity.
什么时候会发生什么事, 你我都不知道,
we cannot predict what is going to happen next.
但是重要是耶稣跟我们同在,
but most importantly is Jesus is with us.
重要是稳定自己的心,
and we have to calm down,
才有力量面对外在的风浪,
and we have to be stable, then we could stand for the storm outside.
最后一件事,
the last incident,
马太福音第8章33节34节,
let's refer to the last incident, Matthew chapter 8:33-34, verse 33 and 34,
放猪的就逃跑进城, 将这一切的事和被鬼附的人 所遭遇的都告诉人, 34节合成的人都出来迎见耶稣, 既见了就央求他离开他们的境界。 这两个被鬼附着的人,
these two who were possessed by the evil spirit,
过着非人的生活,
they live in a life they live in such an inhuman life,
因为他不是住在住宅区, 他是住在坟墓区,
and they live in graveyard,
这就是不正常的人啊,
this is not a common, these are not common people.
圣经说是被鬼附着的人,
they were possessed by the evil spirit.
结果主耶稣来了,
so when Jesus came,
把这两个人身上的鬼都赶出去了,
and he cast out the demons from these two people.
可是这些鬼跑到猪群了,
but the demon went away into the herd of swine.
所以变成猪, 被鬼附着了,
now the swine, the herd of swine were possessed by the evil spirit.
所以每一只猪都变成很疯狂了,
each swine was became a manic.
所以跳到山谷的跳到山谷,
so the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place.
撞山的撞山,
they knocked at the hill.
奇怪, 所有的猪都死光光,
and all of them died.
所以这个 养猪的人啊,
the person who kept the pigs,
同时看到两件事,
so this man saw two things.
第一件事, 诶, 两个人怎么正常啊?
How come these two guys became normal now?
怎么会正常呢?
And why they became normal?
只因为耶稣来了,
it was because the coming of Jesus Christ.
可是他要看见第二件事,
he also saw another incident.
我好端端的猪怎么全部死光光了?
And all my swans died.
只因为耶稣来了,
it was because the coming of Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣是谁啊?
And who is Jesus then?
本来想要去骂他, 去揍他一顿,
actually he wanted to rebuke and to curse Jesus.
不敢呢,
and he dare not.
太恐怖了,
it was so horrifying.
对方这个人不知道是谁啊,
and who's this guy?
所以他很害怕,
he was so frightened.
因为害怕所以跑到城里去啊,
so he fled to the city.
拜托各位乡亲出来助胆啊,
and he announced to the people in the city to back him up.
只因为要把这个人赶走,
he wanted to cast Jesus out of the city.
但是态度又不能太恶劣。
And they cannot do it so violently.
所以三十四节说，合城的人都出来迎接耶稣了。
Verse 34 say that the whole city came up to meet Jesus.
用很尊重的态度来欢迎他呢。
And they welcome Jesus.
问
他的 polite manner.
目的是要把他送走。
And the purpose is to send him out of the region.
这个人同时看到两件事。
Again, this man saw two things happened.
只因为对他没有什么好处。
Because it didn't benefit him at all.
但是他看到主耶稣的能力啦。
He witnessed the power of Jesus Christ.
发现自己的利益损失啦。
But he also had a great loss.
所以他不要耶稣。
So he didn't want Jesus.
只因为利益没有啦。
Because he had no benefit.
这个就是我们跟从耶稣很重要的一点啦。
This is another very important point for us to believe, to follow Jesus.
信仰跟利益摆在一起的时候。
When we try to weigh the faith and our own benefit.
如果不冲突。
If there's no conflict.
那最好啦。
Of course, this is very ideal.
万一是冲突呢?
If there is a conflict between my own benefit and the faith and my belief,
就像这个养猪的人一样。
Just like this man who kept the swine.
他有看到那两个人好了呢。
He witnessed these two people were healed.
那两个人本来是很凶悍的。
And they were so brutal and so violent.
因为鬼在他身上啊。
Because they were possessed by demons.
所以会打人的。
And they even beat the others.
所以那两个人在的那一条路没有人敢过去的。
No one dare even to walk on the road when these two people appeared.
但是耶稣来了，他就平安了嘞。
But the coming of Jesus Christ, he brought peace to the region.
这两个人可以回去了。
So these two men could return home.
可是我的猪群死光了。
But my pigs are all dead.
所以我还是放弃耶稣。
So I want to give up believing in Jesus.
这个就是我们跟从耶稣很重要的一点。
This is a very important point for us to remember when following Jesus.
在抉择的时候。
When we try to make a decision.
一线之隔。
And that is only one, there's only just one difference of our mind.
你可以将耶稣留下。
You can try to keep Jesus.
请耶稣讲道理啊。
And ask Jesus Christ to continue to preach.
请耶稣帮助啊。
We can even ask for the help of Jesus.
你也可以叫耶稣离开。
Or you can ask Jesus to go away.
也就是说，你可以拒绝耶稣啊。
In other words, you could refuse Jesus.
问题是，损失就惨重啊。
But you have a great loss.
因为耶稣不只是帮助我们的生活。
Not only Jesus will help us in the physical life.
更是让我们的心灵得到满足。
He will help us in our daily life.
这就是信仰的价值。
But he will, all the most importantly, he will uplift our spirituality. So this is the very